Research shows youth violence and bullying are linked to suicide. 12 Alaska villages are taking part in a project to reduce youth violence, bullying, and suicide through activities based on traditional culture. Native Aspirations is designed to help reservations and Alaska Native villages create safety nets. About 170 project participants met in Anchorage last week to share what's working for them. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Native Aspirations Project Director Iris Prettypaint is a Montana Blackfeet tribal member and descendant of the Crow Nation. She says not every Native American community can get a $50,000 federal grant to prevent youth violence, bullying, and suicide. To qualify, Prettypaint says a community has to be nominated by federal health stakeholders such as federal and state agencies.
We don't work with communities and villages that are doing well or that have a lot of resources or that have a strong infrastructure. We work with the most remote, the most needy, the most isolated communities.
At the community meeting, one villager said there had been 7 youth suicides in 2 years in his Western Alaska village of 700 people. Alaska is among the top 10 states with the highest rates of suicide. Like Alaska, Nebraska has high rates of suicide. Despite those statistics, Nebraska Winnebago Tribal Council member Julie Bassett says tribal members there didn't think there was a problem.
The biggest challenges are the denial and resistance that we are even affected by violence, bullying, and suicide. I guess it's like if they don't feel that it's broken, why fix it? However, our tribe has declared a state of emergency to provide a light, I guess you would say, to shed this light on our community, to say, hey, wake up.
Bassett says the Winnebago are using Native Aspirations funds to coordinate activities and training.
We are currently having talking circles with our youth, outings such as just having the youth come together and share, getting the families together. We are going to be holding Train the Trainer workshop because I believe that the answers come from within. So we want to train our own people to make a difference in addressing historical trauma, anger management, identity issues.
Prettypaint says because each community is creating its own solutions, each measures success differently.
Saving one young person's life one day may be success, or it may be that you just got a $500,000 grant to continue what you're doing, which might be success. Another success could be that you got a group of people to work together that in the past had never come to the table on mental health issues for young people. So there's a wide range of success.
Northern Arapaho tribal member Carmen Thomas told youth and community coordinators they need to recognize their own ability to inspire change.
Don't look outside of your communities for that help, because you yourself, each of you that's sitting at each table, you're the leader that your reservation or your community has been waiting for.
Native Aspirations is funded by the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration. It started 6 years ago and is funded through 2013. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.